There are a lot of different varieties of art, and we live in a community full of artists and their works. This is Lisa Berry, and we're joined now on 89.1 WEMU by local artist Yen Nazaro, who recently completed something really unique along the lines of social art. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
What did you do?
I had this idea looking at a homeless gentleman on the corner of Washtenaw and Hewitt one day, and I thought, his sign is so difficult to read. And as a person that illustrates and does graphic recording, which is real-time drawing while people talk, I thought, how could I help him with some signage? So I went home and I started making signs for homeless people. I thought that marketing product and services is really no different than tugging on the heartstrings of a person that may or may not give money as they walk by.
So you, Yen Nazaro, decided to make nice-looking signs for homeless people on the street corners of Washtenaw County.
I did it more for personal reasons at first because I thought I really want to continue practicing my penmanship and my illustrative skills. But then I thought I can't just walk up to somebody and say, hey, would you like a sign without saying, it's really cold out. May I buy you a cup of coffee? Learning about their story, talking to them. I was trying to give them something, but in return, I think that I've gained friendships and people that I'm going to remember for a really long time, and I hope that it's left a bit of a mark on them as well.
You made friends with the people we see when we stop in traffic or who are holding up signs and asking for help.
Absolutely. They really reminded me that I have the time, I have the resources to go out and do the things that I want. And particularly during the holiday season, we're consuming so many things, and there are people that don't have a dime to their name, sometimes literally. And I thought, what would it take me to give 10 minutes, 15 minutes of my day to talk to somebody that hasn't had maybe a very personal interaction with anybody in a long time?
Did you actually connect personally with several people?
I did. I learned about where they're from, what their family histories are, how they ended up. Sometimes they volunteer how they ended up there. Mm. I never ask them that question. I ask them more so, where are you from? And from there, they just really open up and want to share their experience with me.
Did you find they were anxious and agreeable to talk to you?
Yes, very much so. I think that they are really thirsting for interaction. I met a young couple who were migrant workers, and they travel to where work takes them. They've had really extraordinary experiences crossing the border between Canada and Mexico and recognizing that because they are young, white teens, they can cross back and forth on the border on a train with no passport, for instance. People would throw garbage at them. I asked to make them a custom sign because I wanted to show that they actually work for a living. They pick cherries. They help to harvest salmon. And I said, could I do something that's more illustrative for you? And she said, no, I would prefer that you don't because that will cause us to have garbage thrown at us or for us to be yelled obscenities out the window.
That's what people do when they pass them by?
Yes. This is at Arborland, right on Washtenaw Avenue.
Did they say that happens frequently?
Enough so that they didn't want me to do something custom for them because they felt like it would draw a negative kind of attention. I think that when people are in their cars, it's very much like sitting behind a computer screen and people feel protected and guarded in a way that they can say and do things that they typically wouldn't do in front of people that they know. And so with homeless people, I think we disregard their presence so much in our daily lives that it's no thing to me to just have throw my used coffee cup at another person when you wouldn't do that any other time.
Did any of the people take your signs? Will we see them as we drive around Washtenaw County?
I wonder if we will. Yes, the people did take the signs. The only person that did not looked at it. He actually perused a few of the signs and told me that I should charge people for making the signs for them.
Because you are a graphic artist, so they're probably. And you told me earlier you study handwriting.
I love penmanship and I love studying type. So using that for work is part of my repertoire. But now doing it for this, people critique my work and they actually look for specific messages that they would prefer one over the other. And so in a way, I'm kind of merchandising the signage to them and they get to choose the one that suits them better. And I've seen that happen a few times.
Were the homeless people you connected with concerned that the sign might be too fancy and then people wouldn't take them seriously?
No.
No?
No, not at all. There was one man who is, he has MRSA, which is a bacterial infection, and he had a very plain sign, and he actually chose the one that had embellishments and kind of these swirls on it. And I was surprised by that, but he liked the message because it said homeless and hopeful.
Oh, did you come up with that idea yourself?
Yes, because I think that in marketing products, you have to think about people the same way.
Was this a personal thing for you or professional or a little bit of both?
It started out very personally because, like I said, I wanted to continue this craft of doing something that is handwritten or drawn by hand. But I recognize now that I think I was doing it because I want to continue creating art, but in a way that maybe changes something, even if it shifts somebody's thinking or makes an impact, a slight one, on somebody's life.
Art that makes a difference.
Yes.
Because you, Yanazaro, have done graphic artistry for like the Ford Motor Company and some big corporations, have you not?
Yes. Ford Motor Company, the Kresge Foundation, Eastern Michigan University, the Andersons.
And now for homeless people across Washtenaw County.
Yes.
Any other stories that you can share with us of the people you met and what it's like for them? And did they thank you for the signs? You know what the impact will be?
Yes, they're always very grateful, and they're grateful for the time that I spend with them. The gentleman that I mentioned that had contracted MRSA, he was actually stabbed from living on the street, and he had had 5 surgeries over 6 days. And he was really having a difficult time walking. And I told him, can you see that second stoplight from where we are? That stoplight, the tree just beyond it is Hope Clinic. And he's on Huron Street, right off a very, very busy highway exit. And he didn't know that Hope Clinic, which is this wonderful resource, was 2 blocks away. I pointed it out to him, and he said, I'll try to walk over there. It's really, really hot outside. It was about a 90-degree day. A few days later, I saw him again, and I was going the direction of Hope Clinic. So I stopped in there, and I said, hi, I would like to pick up an emergency bag of food. It's not for myself. And the receptionist said, who is it for? And I explained to her that there's a gentleman on the street, and he's right at the corner of 183 coming off of Harriet. And she said, actually, he's been in here. So that heartened me a little bit, mm-hmm. that he took my advice and that he made it the 2 blocks and was able to get some sustenance because he lives in a makeshift tattered tent that he pieced together 3 parts.
What would you want people listening to this right now to know about the people on the streets of Washtenaw County, perhaps holding a now handmade artist sign, still hopeful and asking for help?
I think that we just needed to be reminded that when I go to bed at night, I sleep in a bed that's comfortable, that I've made comfortable because I had the time and the resources to do so. And there are people out there that are sleeping on concrete or on a piece of cardboard, no blanket, it's frigidly cold out. And if we could, for just a moment, remember the humanity that all of us have, the same feelings, fears, ambitions, and that some of us are just down and out on our luck because of life circumstances, whether they're financial, mental, emotional, we are truly all the same. And we just have to take a moment to make eye contact, offer a smile. It doesn't have to be monetary. I think that these people are really, they're suffering from just being abused from neglect. And I would just like us all to slow down and give others the respect that we seek.
As an artist, will we be able to see more or hear more from you about this social art project?
I will continue making them, and a few of them will be up at Dolores Restaurant at 6 South Washington as part of First Fridays next Friday. And I'll be there for a little bit just to visit with friends and hope that you come out and say hello. But I would love for people to enjoy some tacos and take in some food for thought as they look at the signage that's up. And some of the stories will be printed there as well.
Yanazaro, making a difference in the community with her social art. Thank you so much for sharing this with us on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you so much, Lisa.